Alexandra, let's talk about Joe Biden, the Joe Biden administration's immigration policy. And it looks like we have a pretty good understanding as to what that policy is going to be, or actually a lack of policy, because it looks like they're just going to swing the doors wide open and just say, come on in, everybody. Just walk right into the United States of America. And that looks like that's going to be the policy. And it looks like Biden's going to move on it from day one. Zero Hedge has a title which says Biden team shares more info on day one, pathway to citizenship for millions of illegals. There's also a ton of caravans that are bolting towards the U.S. border. Big surprise there, of course. And boy, it's not gonna end well for the United States on this one.
Well, I agree. I mean, what this policy amounts to is opening the doors to the South, knocking down the wall, Trump's wall, remember, which was never finished because the Republicans in Congress never helped him fund it. He had all those problems with getting funding for it, if you remember. Republicans controlled the House of Representatives. They controlled the Senate in the first 2 years of Trump's term, but they never found the funding to do it. Anyway, what such restrictions are as there are, Biden is going to do away with. Apparently, they're going to try and fast track a bill through Congress which will allow illegals to gain citizenship quickly. The intention is to make it easier for illegals, very much easier for illegals to gain citizenship. So open the doors to the South, so that people can come in from the South, fast track them so that they can get citizenship in the hope and expectation that they will vote Democrat. That seems to be the sum total of Joe Biden's immigration policy. It's entirely politically calculated in order to try to get the Democrats a big and permanent majority in the US. It doesn't consider any of the larger issues, whether this is really good for the US or indeed good for the countries that are going to be losing many of its best, or at least more enterprising young people. It's a policy which seems to be focused instead on securing a permanent majority for the Democratic Party. And I have to say this, the Republicans have to a great extent enabled it. I mean, they didn't help Trump, especially in the first 2 years when he was president, to actually put in place a strong immigration policy, which would have been difficult for the Democrats and for Joe Biden to undo. So instead, we now have this prospect of immigration coming in on an ever bigger scale, and with no real attempt to stop it or slow it down. Bear in mind that within the United States itself, birth rates have fallen. So the demographic balance of the US is going to start changing markedly before very long. And of course, it already has done.
Well, that's the goal. So Biden says he's going to switch up the border control policies. He's going to focus more on technology and less on Trump's strategy of treating the border as some sort of, as they say, the way they put it, some sort of crisis. You know, Trump took a multi-tier approach. He used technology, he used law enforcement, and he used the wall. So Biden looks like he's going to focus just on the technology aspect of things, or at least that's what it sounds like. For those, and I'm pulling this directly from the Zero Hedge article right now, for those living in the U.S. without legal status as of January 1st, Biden's plan would provide a pathway to citizenship, allowing for 5 years of temporary protected status and the opportunity to earn a green card upon meeting the requirements like paying taxes and passing a background check. So as long as migrants work, pay taxes, and don't have a history or, say, gang involvement, they would have a pretty good shot at winning permanent legal status. Interesting thing is they don't mention the fact, the most important fact, which is vote. And I think that's the number one reason to have this protected status of all these people is to get them to vote.
Well, of course it does. And it doesn't even mention illegal entry, by the way, if you notice. But the point about entry now is that it's going to be very difficult for people, at least from Latin America, to enter the United States illegally, because any kind of entry is going to be essentially legalized, as far as I can see. It's going to be very easy. And when we hear about all these technological devices that are going to be the substitute for the policies that Donald Trump had, you know, the multi-vector policies, technology is helpful if it's done in order to focus on a small group of people, which you would achieve by stopping many more from coming. But if you're dealing with millions of people entering the United States every year, I'm going to make a prediction. Whatever technological devices you create are going to be swamped. They're not going to work. So, and I think some of the people behind this understand that very well. I think they have a clear understanding that that will be the effect of what they're doing. So we're going to have a situation where essentially more and more of the young people of Latin America who ought to be staying in their countries and helping to build them will be migrating north. The United States will change and change inexorably. And the Democrats hope and expect to reap the electoral benefits of it, irrespective of what happens both to the countries to the south of them and, of course, to the United States itself. And that seems to me to be the entirety of the device here. I'm going to make a prediction, by the way. I don't think this is going to turn out the way the Democrats even think. I think they will find that the more people from the south come to the United States, the more suspicious they will be of the political system in the United States, and the more they will try to change it in their own ways and will go against the DNC leadership of the Democratic Party, which, if you look, is overwhelmingly drawn from the privileged population of the United States. And in other words, of the sort of people, the population of the United States as it was in the 1960s. So we're going to start to see changes in the US political system, which are not the ones that the Democrats themselves anticipate. But that's for the future. In the meantime, we're going to see major changes within the United States demographically. And we will see how the U.S. population responds to all of this.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, the Democrats are hoping that the immigration, when the migrants, you know, cross over, they can secure their vote, which I think they will be able to do it. If they're under this 5-year protection status, they'll secure their vote for at least 5 years. And that's a big deal if you're talking about 20 million people.
Yes.
Which is what I've heard, some numbers of 20. I've heard 11, 20. I've heard 30. But that's pretty much, if you get those kind of numbers, I think you've locked in some big states to turn blue, more specifically Texas, which I think is the big prize for the Democrats. And, you know, the Democrats are probably also hoping that they can radicalize a lot of the migrants coming from South America, i.e. they could turn them into – you could turn them on to identity politics and the woke ideology, and over time remove their Catholicism, their culture, their belief in family values, which is very strong and rooted in Central and South American culture. But I think the Democrats are betting that they can turn many of the migrants onto their woke religion, their woke ideology, and they've been pretty successful to a certain degree. I mean,
there have been, though it's interesting that there is now a pushback, and we saw that some Hispanic voters who are Catholic and religious and conservative, socially conservative, are starting to resist those pressures. But look at what happened in California in the 1980s when there was the first decision to give citizenship and ultimately votes to millions of people from the South who'd come into the United States. That was when California became conclusively blue. It had up to then been alternatively blue and red, and you'd had Republicans, Californian Republicans, who'd risen to the presidency. Richard Nixon was one. Ronald Reagan was another. One wonders whether that is the future now for the whole United States. Not just it's the fact that California is now a blue state and a solidly blue state, very difficult to see it changing at any short term, but also that comes with a very particular set of policies in California, which many people, it seems to me, across the United States are very unhappy about, but which reflect the way in which California has become a blue state. So it could very well be that, you know, in 10, 15 years' time, the United States will become much more like the California we have now.
All right. Alexander Berkers, thank you very much, guys. Go to the Durant shop, pick up some merch, help out this channel. I've got a hoodie here with Japan, actually, on it, with the flag of Japan. Also go to BitChute, Odyssey, and Rumble. Look for our channels there as well. And PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, start in Bitcoin. You will find the links down below. Durant shop, our channels on other platforms, and of course, our donation links. Alexander.
Indeed so. And you will find all, as Alex said, all these wonderful things in our shop, our great magic mugs, our sweatshirts, our t-shirts. All our products are of exceptional quality. Our viewers who buy them say wonderful things about them. You know, the feedback we've had has been rapturous. So you will own all these great things if you come to our shop, and you will support the Durant by doing so. And you will also support the Durant by checking out our other channels, my channel, Alex's channel. You'll find all the links below. And Alex has been working really hard, and you will start to find our other channels, my channel and Alex's channel, on other platforms, BitChute, for example, also. And please also, as Alex said, remember to support us through PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. So we look forward to you joining us in our next program.
All right. Thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.